Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Today on Mormon Channel Daily, we have a special episode. We get to talk with Jacob Draper, who is one of the producers of a recent Mormon message entitled God's Greatest Creation. Jacob, thanks for being with us in the studio today.
Well, it's a real pleasure to be here. Thank you.
We are glad to have you. Tell us about this latest Mormon message and how you came up with the idea.
This message called God's Greatest Creation is based on some ideas that were conveyed by Elder Russell M. Nelson. He shares lots of insights that he's gotten from his experience as a physician, as a heart surgeon. And it really delves into some of the amazing attributes of the human body and how, when you stop to think about it, the amazing attributes of the human body reflect our divine nature and who we are. And it really is kind of a thought-provoking thing to think about just how intricate, how amazing our bodies are.
Right, yeah.
And it, really the essence of it is just giving us an opportunity to pause and think about just what a wonderful thing our physical bodies are, what an amazing creation it is, and how, when we know that, then that will inform how we behave, how we act.
So tell us about how you picked the subjects for this, because this is kind of a fun part of this Mormon message.
Well, this message sort of began gradually, and actually it features a lot of little children. Five, to be specific. And those five children are actually my children.
And that's so great.
So it started with me just getting some filmed shots of them in a backyard. And as I started developing this message, started pulling out principles from Elder Nelson's talk and deciding what the structure of this message was going to be, I started getting more and more footage of my kids. And it was really fun to put them in front of the camera that way.
You capture them in some really cute moments. Can you tell us some of the behind the scenes of the footage that you captured from them?
Well, one of the funnest things for me is the fact that I actually captured this footage over the course of about a year and a half. So you can actually tell age differences in my kids. Like one of my sons, for example, you can see him looking about, well, a year and a half younger in some shots than he is in other shots. So there's this sense of growth. And that son also, it's kind of a mini scientist and an explorer. Some of the shots that didn't make it into the video have him rummaging through the grass, pulling up mushrooms, just something that he was exploring like a little scientist. Also, I've been trying to teach him how to play the guitar, and so there's some shots of him really struggling to get his chords.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
There's also just some beautiful shots of all my kids together walking through the tall grass as the sun is setting and running through ocean waves. The feeling that I wanted to convey through the video was this childlike curiosity, this childlike wonder as we open our eyes to just the amazing aspects of creation.
And you see that with the kids as they're kind of exploring different things. Or I remember there's one shot where they're both laying on the grass and they're just laughing. It's just so light and happy. It's just got a great feel to it, too.
Yeah, there's an intimate family charm going on in the video. And I think because I'm their dad and I think they're used to me having a camera, then they were somewhat uninhibited. There's a lot of just their own personalities that shined through.
Oh, that's great. It works well, though. What do you hope that people that watch this will take away after they see this Mormon message?
I hope that they'll stop and think about creation. When we read the account in Genesis, it goes by pretty quickly, and there's not a lot of detail as to how our Heavenly Father created the world. And when you study, when a person does get into the deep study of what creation means, what our bodies are made out of, when you think about cells and DNA and organs, or when you just think about soil or water or stars or planets, then for me at least, I'm struck with this amazement of just how wonderful and how complex and how intricate and how mind-bogglingly intricate creation is. That's what this Mormon message has done for me as I've created it. It's given me a lot of chance to step back and just be in awe of what creation is. And there are a lot of people, scientists or others, who think that this is an unsponsored universe, like all these things just happened. It was just the forces of gravity and inertia and just particles bumping into each other that gradually led to this intricate creation. But in my own personal experience, I've had so many opportunities to feel the Spirit, to have my own prayers answered, to communicate with my Heavenly Father, and to feel the Spirit as I read the Scriptures, that I know that He's there. I know that Heavenly Father lives. But at the same time, I also get a lot of interest and joy in studying about the wonders of science. And so to me, they're all true. They're both true. And as we study the gospel, we shouldn't discount science. As we study the science, we shouldn't neglect Heavenly Father. And so here's this Mormon message that gives us an opportunity in a small way to just appreciate both the wonders of Heavenly Father's creation and the fact of his existence.
That is fabulous. It's kind of this meshing of science and spirituality all in the same Mormon message, because you have the little drawings that come up too that are really fun and make you think about, wow, the human eyes are amazing, or the ears and what they can do.
Yeah, they really are. And we have a little drawing, like a diagram of the eyeball, and we think about the eye being made out of the same thing that our skin and our heart and everything else is made out of, and it's made out of food. This evoked the question to me, how does soil become food, and how does food become me? And yet,
yeah,
here it is, and we have this transparent lens in our eye that allows light through, which interacts with nerves in the back of our eye, which sends signals to our brain and allows us to perceive things that are, in the distance. Wow. Made out of just the substance of the soil, essentially. Isn't that a miracle? But that's the reality of the world that we're in, the reality of our eyes, the reality of DNA, the reality of cells. All these things are part of Heavenly Father's creation.
Well, and it's fascinating to think about that, because sometimes you're going around, you're going to work or school, and you're not really thinking, oh, wow, look, I can see, and this is what's involved. You just kind of take it for granted sometimes.
Precisely. It's that taking it for granted, which I think scientists are trying to knock us out of.
Yeah.
I think our Heavenly Father would like to knock us out of it a little bit, just help us to realize that when he takes time to say that, yes, the heaven and the earth and all things that in them are were created by his Son, Jesus Christ, and by that power, that this is no idle talk. And we might say, well, God has all power, and so he just spoke and poof, all these things existed. But who thought up DNA? And who thought up the structure of our bodies? All of that is a tangible reality of who we are. And so when Heavenly Father says he created our bodies and created this earth, it demonstrates his infinite power and mind, and it really helps us to realize just how vast and how amazing he is and his creation is.
And it really is such a miracle. So it's fun to see this Mormon message, because it kind of makes you stop and think, I have all of these things to be so grateful for. So,
yes, and the fact that we've kept it in this sort of intimate family setting with basically with these children, to me it's not polluted by a lot of the things that distract us from Heavenly Father and distract us from that pure knowledge. These children are so, I know, I live with them every day, but they are innocent. They are wonderful.
Yeah.
They have wonderful spirits, and their wonderful spirits do shine through the camera a little bit. You get to see,
you can see
these neat little personalities. And there's no sense of the bitterness or the worldliness or the selfishness or those things that sometimes clog our mortal existence.
Well, it's fabulous. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing this Mormon message with us. Is there anything else we should know about this that you want to tell us?
I would say that when it comes to creating this media, when a person like me, who has a privilege of being a producer for the church, speaking through the language of video or speaking through the language of film, it's a great privilege. We give talks and try to speak by the power of the Spirit. And speaking is a medium, and video is a medium. And when we speak through the medium of video, we can do it through the power of the Spirit as well. And I try to do that. And I hope that any Latter-day Saint who uses the method of video, whether they're just making some quirky thing to post online, whether they're making family videos, they can learn how to speak through the language of the Spirit, the way we should do in all aspects of our lives.
That's great. Thank you so much. Well, we're excited to watch it.
Oh, thank you very much.
It was a pleasure to talk with Jacob and learn the behind the scenes of this Mormon message. Recently, Elder Russell M. Nelson gave a talk in General Conference from October 2013 entitled Decisions for Eternity, and we wanted to close with a little clip from him on some of these amazing features of the human body. Here it is in his own words.
My professional years as a medical doctor gave me a profound respect for the human body, created by God as a gift to you. It is absolutely amazing. Think of your eyes that see, ears that hear, and fingers that feel all the wondrous things around you. Your brain lets you learn, think, and reason. Your heart pumps tirelessly day and night, almost without your awareness. Your body protects itself. Pain comes as a warning that something is wrong and needs attention. Infectious illnesses strike from time to time, and when they do, antibodies are formed that increase your resistance to subsequent infection. Your body repairs itself. Cuts and bruises heal. Broken bones can become strong once again. I have cited but a tiny sample of the many amazing God-given qualities of your body.
It's amazing what the human body can do. Now, again, this Mormon message is called God's Greatest Creation. So if you haven't had a chance to watch it, check it out on our website or on our YouTube channel. And we hope you enjoy it. It's a good one. Well, okay, they're all good ones, but this is yet another good one. And with that, we'd like to close for today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled, I Am a Child of God, featuring Brandon Oberhamer. Thanks again for being with us. Have a great day.